Perfect intro to this topic, to this 10 segment. O'clock. Rats. Man, we've had quite a good conversation. I wish we had a record mic just hot in the studio and replay it from Top of the Hour News on our rat conversation. They are quite an interesting animal. I learned a lot in addition to what we'd already pre-planned for the show. Who wants to lead in on the rats?
I can lead in on rats.
And this is Cody Pace.
Cody Pace, yes, the bug nerd.
The bug nerd from Blue Sky Pest Control.
And, you know, rats are really amazing, pretty resilient animals, and they're incredibly intelligent. And that makes getting rid of them a little bit harder than some of the other pests. But, you know, quarter-sized hole, that's all it takes for a rat to get inside your home. Once they get their head in, they can manipulate the rest of their body. So that limiting factor is just the size of their skull. Once they get that in, they're into your home.
And a quarter.
A quarter.
And one of they have pretty good teeth. So
they can chew.
They can make that quarter size out of, like, could they start with like a pencil lead size and chew that to the size of a quarter pretty easily?
Their teeth, the hardness on their teeth, the Mohs scale, which is used for measuring hardness of materials, it's harder than steel. So they can chew through lead and all kinds of stuff, aluminum, concrete, you know, mortar, things of that nature.
Now, are they like beaver where their teeth continue to grow, so
they have to chew every day? Their teeth grow, literally, they're growing, you know,
while they're chewing.
Measurable each day. So, and they chew through anything. They shut down the internet in California in 97 by chewing through wiring, and so they're constantly chewing. And so that's one of your good indicators that you have a rat issue is you're going to find chew marks or gnaw marks.
The evidence is there.
The evidence is there.
So the hardness scale, is that measured in numbers? Is that measured in?
It's measured, the Mohs hardness scale, which, you know, does diamonds down to, you know, soft things. And, yeah, it's right up there with steel.
So when we say up there, I'm trying to picture this scale. And we've got steel and rat teeth over here. What's on the other end of the spectrum, or how far?
You got diamonds, and they're not much further up from the steel. So, I mean, rat teeth are incredibly hard and efficient. And, yeah, you don't want to get bit by a rat. I'll tell you that.
So you've said you've stung yourself for science. Have you let yourself been bitten by a rat for science?
Not by a rat, but I had a gopher chomp down on my hand when I had my arm all the way under the ground in a gopher hole. And you can't move your arm out of the ground when it's bent and it's fully under there, and that hurt quite a bit. But I did have a rat run over my shoulder and back over my legs, back and forth, as I was doing an inspection not long ago. And that was quite an experience. It was in a lady's desk inside of her drawer eating her beef jerky and sunflower seeds.
And how still were you during this whole period of time?
See, I was fine with it.
Was the discipline good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a little desk up against a wall shaped like an L, and it was inside of her little roll thing of drawers on the side, on the left. And I'm under the drawer, under the desk, and I'm training one of our new guys. And all of a sudden, it comes and it runs up over my shoulder, runs back to the corner, then comes back over my legs and goes back into the thing. And I'm just spinning back and forth trying to catch it. And he's standing up there trying not to scream. The ladies are all freaking out. But I finally got him.
The bug nerd was okay with it.
Yeah, that was the rat that I put on Elliot's desk.
Nice.
By the way, so, yeah.
Now, when we're talking about intelligence, some of the other species that you have listed here as less intelligent than the rat, to really put it in mind, rabbits. Anyone that's dealt with rabbits know that they're pretty elusive. Gerbils, guinea pigs. I think one of the things that helps, they have all day. You know, we've got 10 minutes to deal with them before we got to move on to the next thing. They've got all day to sit there and figure it out.
Rats, and they're afraid of new things, and so they're very cautious and wary. Mice, you put something out, they're curious. They're going to go, hey, let's go check that out, and jump into a snap trap. Rats aren't that way. And then you get the alpha rat, and he's going to send the young guys. You go over there and check that out first.
So they have like a rat language?
There's a hierarchy. I wouldn't say it's a spoken language, but yes. And they definitely... you get those alpha rats, and those are the ones that are hard to catch.
Now, in the wild, you see a lot of, you know, buck going head-to-head for the high social status. Is there, like,
rats
death cage?
Yeah, rats will fight. And they get vicious sometimes. I've had them hiss at me and jump at me and all kinds of stuff. And so it just kind of depends on, you know, how ornery and aggressive that rat wants to be. But we definitely do have a lot of roof rats here in Arizona.
So. Is that the primary species we're after, or the most prevalent in the valley, is the roof rats, or what are people calling you for the most help with?
Usually roof rats actually are more in pockets. There are certain areas that can, you know, have built up populations. It's actually a newer species here. It was introduced in the early 2000s to up in North Phoenix, Arcadia area. And then there are some new areas, like I know North Mesa has some large populations now. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily find roof rats, you know, valley-wide all the time. But there are other rats too, like you got Nori rats and pack rats, like on, you know, edge areas that are close to raw desert. We deal with a lot of pack rats, or which is also called the wood rat. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a variety of rat, you know, species that we're dealing with.
When we're talking that many different species, are we talking different hardness of the tooth, or are they all just steel tooth?
Well,
eaten?
Roof rat and Nori rat or your sewer rat, it's up there. On the pack rat, it's a little different. Pack rats are interesting. They love shiny objects, so they will steal stuff from you, and they will take it back, and, you know, jewelry and shiny objects and all kinds of stuff, and they also will take up residence inside your engine and can chew through things and stuff like that. So,
now, is it just shiny or just bright?
They like shiny, metallic-looking type objects.
So if I get like some M80s and wrap it in foil with an elongated fuse, can I feed them?
It's worth a shot, you know? It's always worth a shot. It sounds fun.
I like the creativity. That's good.
Yeah. What, when we're talking rats, you talk about very vicious, but on the other side of that, you have a note in here that they're very, and you actually use the word lovable. Now, you're not talking about as in, you know, like I would love a horse or people would love their pony.
People have rats and love their rats, and they make great pets. But these are a little different than wild rats. These are, you know, these have been raised in many generations of being, you know, tame pet type rats. And those are always the funny stories, too, when someone says, I got a rat in my house and it's your fault, or in this apartment. What you don't find white and brown, spotted rats that, you know, have these nice pretty colors, are all white in the wild. Those are from someone's, you know, pet that they got loose. And so, you know, it's always funny when someone tries to pass that off as, you know, say a sewer rat or something, but, you know, it's all groomed and it looks nice and all that. But they do. They're very... they like to cuddle with each other.
Well, you got a note here,
like,
too.
To
this
play.
Is, you know, they like to make a laughter-like noise when you tickle them. Now, you're going to have to go a little bit more into depth on that one, because how and why, would you want to tickle a rat to see if it laughs?
Well, you know, to each his own. This was found out through study and research, because you can't actually hear it. It's inaudible to humans, but they actually will laugh and make sounds when they're sleeping or when they're tickled.
Huh,
so
interesting.
Little happy rat dreams.
Cody the rat tickler.
It's important to know this because it really lets you understand what you're up against. If you see one, he's not alone.
Yeah, and there, again, the intelligence of this pest is one of the things that makes them a little more difficult to deal with. You can't just kind of throw, you know, rodenticide or something at it and just hope that solves it. You need to understand the biology of the pest and understand the reason why it won't maybe go after a snap trap, because it's, you know, afraid of it or it's had an experience with one. And so that way you can really, you know, get after it and kind of use what you know against it. So
as it relates to experience with rat traps, you were talking about one at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah. In D.C., there's a rat that kind of became famous. It had its leg snapped off, or might have chewed it off. No one knows. Wasn't there to watch it, but in a trap. And so you had
a tripod,
the three-legged rat in the Capitol in D.C., and it wouldn't go near anything after that. It became smart and it wised up, and it died of old age and couldn't be caught all those years. So, and I came into an office once, and there was chocolate coin wrappers all the way down the hallway in different places, and almost like they had just been nicely peeled open, And the people thought maybe one of their coworkers was in a candy coma in the back, and it was just covered in chocolate and had been eating it. No, it was a rat. And he was just, you know, eating little candy coins, but he wouldn't come near anything we put out. So he...
Did you try candy coins?
He ate them all. No, we tried peanut butter cups, and we finally got them. So.
Now, when we're talking about it, peanut butter cups versus a poison, why would you go after them with that instead of a I mean, we see rat poisons basically any hardware store shelf.
So would you rather eat a peanut butter cup or a green poison pellet?
A rat can't be that smart, can it?
They are. Rats, they are so picky. Certain foods that they don't want to eat, they won't go into a dirty bait station.
So do they like crunchy peanut butter or smooth?
Well, it depends. You know, some like the natural, some like Jif. You know, it all depends. But, you know, rats will feed on different things, and so you have to try different things. And usually with rats, you have to pre-bait, too, with them. So you don't just go and set a trap with, you know, something on it. You put out a trap, and you put food on it for about a week. And they come to, oh, okay, hey, I can eat off this thing. It's not doing anything to me. And then one night, no more.
Don't try and hit a home run first. Just
get them used to it. Yeah.
Interesting. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Join talking anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and in particular, bugs and pests with Blue Sky Pest Control.
Home Improvement Radio Show. It's the Rosie on the House Show.